ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
श्रीमद्भागवतम्
नाइन्थ कैंटो चैप्टर 15 टेक्स्ट 41 राज्ञो मूर्धाभिषिक्तस्य वधु ब्रह्मवधाद् गुरु तीर्थ संसेवया चांगो जयंगा उच्युत चेतना ट्रांसलेशन बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद माय डियर सन किलिंग ए किंग हु इज एन एम्परर इज मोर सीवियरली सिनफुल देन किलिंग ए ब्राह्मण बट नाउ इफ यू बिकम कृष्ण कॉन्शियस and worship the holy places, you can atone for this great sin. Srila Prabhupada, one who fully surrenders to the Supreme Personality Godhead is freed from all sins. Antam sarpa pibhya mukheshyami. From the very day or moment he fully surrenders to Sri Krishna, even the most sinful person is freed. Nevertheless, as an example, Jamadagni advised his son, Parshuram, to worship the holy places. Because an ordinary person cannot immediately surrender to the Supreme Personality Godhead, he is advised to go from one holy place to another to find saintly persons and thus gradually be released from sinful reactions. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta Purport, 9th Canto, 15th Chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam entitled Parshuram, Lord's warrior incarnation. Tamami kunsanam. Abandon all variety of dharma, just surrender unto me. Who gives such benediction? Huh? Only Krishna offers such benediction. What more benediction you want? Huh? What more benediction you want? Krishna offers such benediction. Huh? Sarvadharmahan paityajya mami kunsanam, brother. Huh? Abandon all variety of dharma, just surrender unto me. Then what will happen? Antasra pāpebhya mukheshyāmi māsuta. I will destroy all your sinful reactions. Nobody can destroy. Karmāni niddhahanti jintu ca bhakti bhājaṁ. Who can destroy your karma phala? Who can destroy? Karma khandāyite nāre bābā. Nobody can destroy. Karma praganadi cha, says praganadi, from time immemorial. This karma phala, karma bandhana is there, bandhana karma is there. Even it is said, the Brahma bhadis, those who are meditating on Brahma, Brahman dhyan, they have to reap their karma phala. Yes, the Brahma cannot destroy the karma phala, only Krishna. And Krishna's holy name. Krishna is so merciful. Paramadayala Krishna. Krishna is so merciful. Aho bakijam stamakara kutam jingasaya payadapya sadhi. Levegati dhatra jitam tatanyam kambadayalu saranam brajama. This verse says, isn't it? Third canto Bhagavata. Aho bakijam stanakala kutam jingasaya payatya sadhi. Leve gati dhatra chitam tadanyam kambadayalu sanam brajam. Krishna is so merciful. Even that Baki, sister of Bakasura, Putana came smearing very deadly poison on her breast. With that bad motive, to kill baby Krishna. Krishna was displaying, manifesting his babyhood leela. A son of Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda Mata. That demoness Putana came, smearing very dreadful poison on her breast. So she will ask Krishna to suck to her breast, thereby Krishna will die. Such ill motives she had. But what did Krishna do? Tad jingasaya payadapya saddhi leve gati dhatya chitam. తదన్యం కంబాదయాలు సగం ప్రజమే. కృష్ణ సక్ దర్ బెస్ట్ ఇజన్ ఇట్. కృష్ణ సక్ ది బెస్ట్ ఆఫ్ జసులా మాత ఓన్లీ. జసులా స్తనంద జసులా మాత మదర్ జసులాస్ బెస్ట్ కృష్ణ సక్స్. సో సీ పుత్ర డిడ్ ది సేమ్ వర్క్. సీ అలౌడ్ కృష్ణ టు సక్ టు హర్ బ్రెస్ట్ డిడ్ ది వర్క్ ఆఫ్ మదర్. కృష్ణ సాకింగ్ హర్ బ్రెస్ట్ సక్ హిస్ లైఫ్ హియర్. సో సీ డైడ్ బట్ సీ గాట్ ది పొజిషన్ ఆఫ్ ది మదర్ జశోద. కృష్ణ గేవ్ హిమ్ gave us such position. Kambadhar is so merciful. So merciful is Krishna. Kambadhar is Sanam Raja. To whom shall we surrender? Except Krishna is so merciful. Is Paramadaya supremely merciful. And equal to one and all. Samam Sarvabhuteshu. In Gita he says, సమం సర్వభూతేషు నా మే దశ్యస్తి నా ప్రియ. ఐఎమ్ ఈక్వల్ టు వన్ అండ్ ఆల్ ఇజంట్ ఇట్. సో ఈవెన్ ఏ వెరీ క్రూయల్ హంటర్ ఇస్ కిల్లింగ్ మెనీ యానిమల్స్ క్రూయలీ మర్సిలెస్లీ. ఇఫ్ హీ ఇస్ దండవత్ ప్రణామ్ at the lotus feet of Krishna, Krishna blesses him, gives him blessing. Yes. Krishna has given us this benediction. Sarvadharmān paityajya māmekam śaraṇam vraja antasya pāpebhyo mukheṣyāmi māsuja. Who has given such benediction? This is the best benediction Krishna has offered to you. Nobody has offered. What more benediction you want? Abandoning all varieties of dharma, just surrender unto me. Antasar papebhyam kishyami. I'll destroy all your sinful reactions. Nobody can do it. Krishna can. Even such a cruel hunter, Vyadha, pays obeisances, he gets benediction from Krishna. There is one story. Acharya say, one day Krishna was moving with his dear friend Arjuna. So on the road, one prince came, son of a king came, met Krishna and paid obeisances to Krishna. Then Krishna gave him benediction, Rajaputra Sadam Jeeva. He gave this benediction, Rajaputra Sadam Jeeva. Oh, son of the king, prince, live for 100 years. That is Ashribad. Then they moved forward. Then they met a Muniputra, son of a sage, Muniputra. The Muniputra also paid obeisances to Govinda according to Shastric injunctions. The Krishna gave him Ashribad, benediction, Ma jiva muniputraga, you don't live, you die. He gave that benediction. What sort of benediction it is? Ma jiva muniputraga. Arjuna couldn't understand. Arjuna became amazed. What sort of benediction? He gave benediction to the son of a king, live for 100 years, satam jiva rajaputraka, and giving this benediction to Muniputra, ma jiva, don't live, die. What sort of benediction it is? Cannot understand. It's not easy to understand Krishna. He is a very crooked person, three places crooked. How can I understand such a crooked person? Not an easy thing, not an easy thing. Generally, the kings, they are beside there under the glance, running after the sense gratification, material enjoyment, Vishoyalok. Arjuna is thinking, and Krishna gave him this benediction, Satam Jiva. You will live for 100 years. Muni Putra is Muni. He is always meditation in meditation, dhyana. And gave him benediction, Ma Jiva Muni Putra ka. You don't live, you die. It's completely contradictory. What is this? Arjuna couldn't understand this thing. So in the meanwhile, a sadhu came. Krishna's dear devotee. He met sadhu, his dear devotee. So sadhu, with devotion, devotional attitude, heart, our prayer to Krishna and paid obeisance as Vasudeva Sudamandi Devaki Nandanaya cha Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namannama. And paid obeisance with love and devotion. Krishna embraced him and gave him benediction. Jivava Marava Sadhu. Jivava Marava Sadhu. You may live or you may die. Whatever you want, you do. Jivava Marabhasad. So after a little while, a cruel hunter came. He met Krishna, and with fear, he paid obeisance to Krishna. And Krishna is samadasi, samaham sarva-bhuteshu. He has equal vision to all jivas. Therefore he gave benediction, Krishna gave benediction, that vyadha, hunter, ma jiva ma mara vyadha. You don't live, you don't die. Ma jiva ma mara vyadha. What are the purpose, meaning of these four benedictions? Arjuna couldn't understand this thing, became amazed. Then Arjuna surrendered unto Krishna, please explain, I cannot understand what is this meaning of these four types of benedictions. Krishna said, Arjuna, I never give such benediction to anybody that will be harmful to him. Krishna is all merciful, Krishna is all auspicious. Śrūdhaṁ sarabhūtāraṁ Krishna is the only friend, well-wishing friend of all living entities. So how can he give such benediction that will harm one? Then Krishna explained why I give that benediction to king's son, Satam Jīva Rājaputraka. Satam Jīva. I gave this benediction to this king's son, you live for 100 years. Purpose is that, generally, the kings, they do pious activity, punya karma. They have that right to do punya karma in this very life. What will happen in the next life, it is uncertain. So, let him do more and more pious activities. So let him live for 100 years and do more and more pious activities. What will happen next? Birth is uncertain. Therefore I give that benediction. Then Muniputra, my benediction, Ma Jiva Muniputra. Generally, the munis, they undergo severe austerity, penance, and they get the result of their street and penance in the next life, not in this life. Therefore I gave him that benediction, you don't live, you die. So you'll get the result of your penance and austerity. So this is my benediction. So Next time, die, then you may be elevated to Siddha Loka or Brahma Loka. You'll get this result of his tapasya there. So this is my benediction. I say, Ma Jiva, don't live, die. Thirdly, the benediction I gave to sadhu, though it is very, hard to understand, amazing, because sadhus have no desire, desireless. Na dhana na jana na sundarin kapitam ba jagadisa kamaye mama janmani janmani swari bhavata bhakti rahit kitvai. The sadhu never desires for material enjoyment, not desires for liberation, only asks for another devotion, life after life. They are desireless. So they don't want, the sadhu, such sadhu don't want anything in this life and in the next life. Only prayer is another devotion, nothing. In this life they are very happy and very peaceful, engaging themselves in Hari Bhajan. They have no desire, therefore they are peaceful. Dharmi jnani yogi sakali asanta. Atev Krishna bhakta niskama atev santa. Who is peaceful? Karmi has material desire, jnani has desire for mukti, yogi has desire for yoga siddhi. So they cannot get peace. Sakali asanta. They cannot get, because they have desire. Krishna bhakta niskama atev santa. But a Krishna bhakta, a kantika Krishna bhakta. Understand? But developed another devotion unto Krishna. He is desireless. He has no desire for material enjoyment, no desire for liberation, no desire for any siddhi. Therefore he is peaceful. Shanta. So therefore I say, jiva va maro va sadhu. That benediction I get. If you want, you may live. If you want to die, you may die. It's all same to you. Living and dying is same. Jiva va maro va sadhu. Because this very life is engaged in my loving service, in my bhajan, isn't transcendentally happy, blissful state. So when you quit this body, you'll enter into my eternal abode. There will be engaged in nitya seva. Also he'll be very peaceful and blissful there. So this benediction I get. Jiva va maro va sadhu, as you like. If you want to live, live. If you want to die, die. The same to you. In Kurukshetra battlefield, I have told you, Arjuna, Janti Devabrata Devan Pitru Janti Pitru Brata Bhutani Janti Bhutejya Janti Madhajin Apiman. Gita 9.25. Isn't it? Gita teacher, tell. What type of Gita teacher? It is in Gita, you cannot say. Janti Devabrata Devan Pitru Janti Pitru Brata Bhutani Janti Bhutejya Janti Madhajin Apiman. Isn't it? Those who worship demigods, they go to demigod planets. Those who worship pitas, forefathers, ancestors, they go to that planet. Bhutani Janti Bhutejya.
Worship the ghosts and spirits.
Ghosts and spirits, they go to that planet. Madhyajan, those who worship me, they go to my abode. Abrahma bhavana loka punaravartin arjuna mam petyatu kanteya punarjamana vidyate. Even one may be elevated to Brahma, planet of Brahma, he'll return. Mangupetya, getting me, no return. So where is the return from Krishna's abode? Where is the return from Krishna's abode? Krishna says, nobody returns. Mangupetya to kanteya punarjanma na vidyat, no rebirth. Then where is the return? No question, so clear. Why bewilder? Why confusion? You cannot understand Krishna Baba. Then the benediction I gave to cruel hunter, though it is very hard. Mahajiv Mahamara. Do you understand? Because he has become a cruel hunter in this life because of his previous bad activity, sinful activity. Now he is killing animals, becoming more cruel and more cruel. So after death, he cannot get peace. All these animals he is killing, in the next life, life after life, all these animals will kill him similarly. He will get that. Yes, they are ready now, waiting for him. When this person will die, then the raging weapons now to kill him, life after life. Everybody reaps the karma phala here, the karmis. The karmis, they have no real happiness at all. So in this life and next life, they will be afflicted with three tapas. So bear up, in this life, he has no peace, no happiness. Next life also. So mahamara, mahajiva. Don't live and don't die. It is same to you. This is the benediction. So if one can understand this part of these benedictions, then what will you do? Sarva dharma anuparitejya mamekam sanam. Then accept this benediction. Abandon all varieties of dharma, just surrender unto me. Antar sarpa pebhyo mukhisyami ma suja. Don't fear, I'll free you from all karmic reactions, or I'll destroy all your reaction of all sinful reactions. Isn't it? It's so merciful. Krishna. Kambadayalu saranam rajama. So Krishna is so merciful that who will surrender unto, who will not surrender unto Krishna, will surrender anybody else than Krishna. It's so merciful. Then comes Tirtha Phala. Jamadagni says, if you become Krishna conscious and worship the holy places, you can atone for this great sin. From the very dear moment he fully surrenders to Krishna, even the most sinful person is great. Nevertheless, an example, Jamadagni advised his son person to worship the holy places. Because an ordinary person cannot immediately surrender to Krishna, so he is advised to go from one holy place to another to find saintly person, so gradually released from sinful action. That was a tirtha seva. You go and worship the holy place. Tirthi kurvanti tirthani. The sinful persons go to holy places to wash up their sins, to have deep in the water of the holy place, tirthajala, in wash up their sins, isn't it? If this thing continues, then sinful reaction will accumulate there like Himalayan mountain. Isn't it? How the place will be tirtha? How the place will be tirtha? How the sinful reaction will be counteracted? Because sadhus go there. Sadhus go there. Tirthi kurubanti tirthani. Sadhus go there and engage there in their bhajan. Therefore sinful reactions are counteracted. The place has become tirtha because of the presence of sadhu. If somebody goes to tirtha, holy place, but don't go to a sadhu, don't meet a sadhu, don't do sadhu sangha, don't hear from sadhu Krishna katha, bhagavat katha, his tirtha jatra is useless, futile. Yes, nishphala. What result you'll get? If you're going to tirtha, don't meet sadhu, don't do sadhu sangha, don't hear Krishna katha, bhagavat katha from sadhu, then tirtha jatra nishphala, isn't it? Useless. Therefore, sthitha phala sadhu sangho, sadhu sanghe antarangho, ठाकुर है संग लाइक दैट तीर्थ फल साधु संग साधु संगे अंतरंग श्रीकृष्ण भजन अनु मनोहर तीर्थी कुर्बंती तीर्थानी बिकॉज साधु गो टू दैट प्लेस बिकम्स तीर्थ सो मीटिंग ए साधु वन गेट द रिजल्ट ऑफ विजिटिंग तीर्थ बिकॉज साधु इज ऑलवेज एंगेज इन कृष्ण भजन जथा साधु तथा तीर्थ स्थिर करी निज चित्त साधु संग करो निरंतर वेदर साधु दैट इज तीर्थ द प्लेस बिकम्स तीर्थ बिकॉज द प्रेजेंस ऑफ साधु सो फिक्सिंग योर माइंड ऑलवेज डू साधु संग देन यू आर ऑलवेज इन वृंदावन ऑलवेज इन वृंदावन तीर्थ साधु वाज बाउंड कृष्ण इन इज हार्ट इन ग्रुप ऑफ लव तुम्हार हृदय सुधा गोविंद विश्राम संग नर्तन दास ठाकुर तुम्हार हृदय सुधा गोविंद विश्राम वैष्णव ठाकुर गोविंद कहे नमर वैष्णव पुराण वैष्णव ठाकुर इन योर हार्ट गोविंद इज पीसफुली ब्लिसफुली रेस्टिंग इजंट इट गोविंद से सत्य साधु वैष्णव इज माई लाइफ गोविंद कहे नमर वैष्णव पुराण वे सच ए साधु साधु आर दे आर दैट प्लेस इज तीर्थ दैट प्लेस इज वृंदावन इफ साधु आर नॉट दे आर व्हाट इज द बेनिफिट ऑफ गोइंग टू सच ए फार ऑफ प्लेस स्पेंडिंग सो मच थाउजेंड्स ऑफ रूपीज एंड वेस्टिंग सो मच मनी वेस्टिंग energy and time. What benefit? There are no Vaishnavas. Don't go there. Jathaya Vaishnava gana seithan vrindavana seithane ananda says. Where such Vaishnavas are there, that place is Vrindavan. Where there is Krishna, then that place is Vrindavan. In that place you'll get transcendental happiness and peacefulness. Always remain in sadhu sangha, engage yourself in Krishna bhajan, though you are always in Vrindavan, always in Krishna, always in Vrindavan. That is the purport. So, worshipping Tirtha means, Rupa says, it is advised to go from one holy place to another to find saintly persons and gradually be released from sinful actions. meeting sadhu, hearing from him, then he can understand who is he. Sadhu sange nija tattva bhagato hana, nija tattva janiyar sansara nachay, kenava bhajilu maya kore hai hai. When he hears from a sadhu, then he understands who am I. Who am I? What's my real identity? Oh, I am Krishna Das. He understands. I am Krishna Das. Sadhu sange nija tattva bhagato hana, nija tattva janiyar sansara nachay. Kenva bhajilu maya kore hai hai. Then he said, alas, alas, alas! For so many lives, why I am engaged in maya bhajan? So many lives, lives of lives, already gone. I am engaged in maya bhajan, not engaged in Krishna bhajan. Kenva bhajilu maya kore hai hai. When he understands, hearing from sadhu, I am Krishna Das. Nija tattva, his own identity understands. Keneva bhajilu maya kore. Nija tattva janiyar sansar na jaye. When he understands his own tattva, I am eternally servant of Krishna, Krishna Das, no, finished now. No more attachment to this material world. Maya, finished. Why, sir? I am Krishna Das. Kendra bale ohe Krishna ami tava das, tomar chana chari hoinu sarvara. Then he'll cry. Then he'll cry and say, Krishna, I am your das, I am your das. Ami tava das. Kendra bale ohe Krishna ami tava das, tomar chana chari hoinu sarvara. I am completely dumb now, drowning here in this dreadful ocean of materialistic existence. Disregarding your lotus feet, not taking shelter at your lotus feet, O Krishna. Mahaprabhu has taught us that prayer. Ai nanda tanuja kinkaram padidamma visami bhavam budhau kripaya tava pada pankaja sthita nuli sadrusa vichintaya. This is prayer. One should offer. O Nanda Tanuja, O son of Nanda Maharaj, I am your kinkar, I am your das, I am your servant, eternal servant. Kinkaram patitam ma visame bhavam budhau. But somehow I am fallen here in this dreadful ocean of materialistic existence. From time immemorial, and I've been drowning, drowning, drowning here. Miche mayar bose jatso bese khacho habu dubu bhai. Bhakti Vinod Thakur said. Miche mayar bose jatso bese khacho habu dubu bhai. You my brothers, you are drowning in this dreadful ocean of materialistic existence. Accepting maya, do you understand? Not accepting lotus feet of Krishna, forgotten Krishna, and you have accepted maya, therefore, you have been drowning here, this dreadful ocean of materialistic existence, maya arbhase jatso bhese. Khatso habudubu. Habudubu means drowning. Padhitam ma visami bhavam budhau krupayatava padapankatasita dhulisadrusapichintaya. O Nanda Tanuja, Nanda Kumar, son of Nanda Maharaj, I am your das. Somehow I am fallen here in this dreadful ocean of metal's existence have been drowning from time immemorial. Now, please accept me as a speck of dust at your lotus feet. Let your servant serve you. This is our prayer. Crying and saying. So, doing sadhu sangha, hearing from sadhu, he understands this. Then he cries and offers this prayer. Then sarva-dharmāna paritejya bhāme kausāna. Then abandoning all varieties of dharma, he surrenders. Otherwise nobody can surrender. Therefore said, one cannot surrender immediately to the Supreme Personal Godhead. He is therefore advised to go to a sadhu, go to a holy place and find sadhu, saintly person, the gradual be released. Then surrender and gradual be released from sinful actions. Therefore this advice is there. Jasyatma buddhi kuno peti dhatuke ಶೋಧೀಕೊಳತ್ರಾದಿಶುಭಮುಜ್ಜಧಿ ನ ತೀರ್ಥಬುದ್ಧಿ ಜತೀರ್ಥಬುದ್ಧಿ ಸಲ್ಲೆ ಕರಿಚಿ ಜನೇಶು ಅಭಿಜ್ಞೇಶು ಸ ಎ ಗೋಖರ. ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಇಂಪಾರ್ಶಿಯಲ್ ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರ, ಇನ್ ನೇವರ್ ಲುಕ್ಸ್ ಅಟ್ ಎನಿಬಾಡಿಸ್ ಫೇಸ್ ಇಂಪಾರ್ಶಿಯಲ್ ಸೇಸ್. ದಿ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಹೂ ಹಸ್ ಅಕ್ಸೆಪ್ಟೆಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ಕುಣಾಪ ದಿಸ್ ಬ್ಯಾಗ್ ಫಿಲ್ಡ್ ವಿತ್ ಥ್ರೀ ಧಾತುಸ್ ವಾತ ಪಿತ ಕಫ ಬೈ ಏರ್ ಮ್ಯೂಕಸ್ ಮ್ಯೂಕಸ್ ಆಸ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್. What is he? Who has accepted this bag? This body is a bag filled with three dhatus, vata, pitta, kapha. Accepted self. Identified himself with the body. Sodhi kalatradi subhamujyadhi. Again, those who are related to this bag, to this body, mine, mine. Oh, wife is mine, son is mine, daughter is mine. Isn't it? I am mine. They are not related. Oh, others, others. Mine, others. Does like that. And bhamujyade. And in the land this bag is born. Land the bag is born is to be worshipped. Oh, bande mahatma. He never said. All worshipable dirt deity is Krishna. He never says like that. Jatirtha buddhi sarile na karishis, then said. Such a fool who goes to a tirtha, only to have a dip in tirtha jala, the water of tirtha, just to wash up his sin. Never goes to a sadhu, because the place has become tirtha, because of the presence of sadhu, never goes there. Not categorized as a human being. Sayeva gokhara. He's either cow or ass, animal. So that he cannot be termed as a human being, such a fool. Tirtha buddhi. So it is said that. So therefore said one should go to tirtha. Because there meet a sadhu. Tirthi kurvanti tirthani. Oh, twice born sages by serving those devotees who are completely freed from all vice, great service is done. By such service one gains affinity for hearing the message of Vasudeva. Chariya Vaishnava Seva Nistar Payache Keva. Unless one serves the spiritual master and acharyas, one cannot be liberated. Natam das Thakur. Tandir charana sevi bhakta saneva janame janame hoy ei abhilash. This is my desire that birth after birth I may live with those devotees who serve the lotus feet of the six Goswamis. Eight Choya Goswamis are Muintar Das, Tan Sabar Padarenu Mor Panchagras. I am the servant of that person who is servant of six Goswamis. The dust of their holy feet is my five kinds of full stop. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Suddha Bhakta Charana Renu Bhajana Nukula. Bhakata Seva Parama Siddhi Prema Vratikara Mula. Dust from the lotus feet of pure devotee is conducive to devotional service, while service the Vaishnava is itself the supreme perfection and the root of tender creeper of divine love. All right. So Bhagavatam says this, this susrusva sadhana syakva sudeva katharusi syan mahatsevaya vipra unna tirtha nisevanat. Sudha Goswami says, namisaranya. So this is headed by Sonaka. Punyatirtha or Vishnutirtha? Serving Punyatirtha or Vishnutirtha? Circumambulating Tirtha, Dham. That means Sadguru Seva. Serving Sadguru. Then Thereby one gets the chance or opportunity of associating sadhus, Krishna bhaktas. You understand? And serving such sadhus, one develops sraddha in sadhu guru shastra vakya. Understand? Otherwise one cannot develop sraddha. Then he develops asakti and ruchi, taste in Bhagavata katha gradually. Hari katha. You understand? Develops taste. In Bhagavata katha, Hari katha, gradually develops taste for it, ruchi. So how one can develop taste? In Hari katha, how one can develop faith and taste in Hari katha? In this regard, to serve two things are advised here. What is? That is the Bhagavad Bhakta Sadhu. Sadhyam Vaishnava Seva Nistar Pai Chekeva. To serve the Sadhu. Sadhu who has gotten Krishna, who has bound Krishna in his heart, Premi Bhakta. Because Krishna is there in his heart. He has bound Krishna in his heart. So his heart is Punya Tirtha. The heart of a sadhu is Punya Tirtha. Understand my language? Where such sadhu resides, sadhu stays, that place is Punya Tirtha. Understand? That place is Punya Tirtha. So two types of Tirtha. Sadhu and the residence of sadhu. The two types of Tirtha, if one serves, then he develops sraddha. Then he develops ruchi, taste for harikatha. Understand? Without such service, nobody can develop taste for harikatha. Therefore it is advised to serve tirtha. Jasya asti bhakti bhagavati akinchana sarvei guneshtatra samasati sura harava bhaktasya kuta mahatguna manarthena asati dhavata bahi. Isn't it? We have developed another devotion, pure devotion, akinchana bhakti. Isadhu, sarvai gunishtatva sanaste sura, all divine qualities are there in his person. All godly qualities, sura, there. So who is Mahatma? Who is Mahatvyakti? Who? Who is endowed with all godly qualities, divine qualities, is completely surrendered, but developed only devotion. Is sadhu, Mahatma. Is sadhu, Mahatma. Is always engaged in Krishna bhajan. Is sadhu, Mahatma. He is not interested anything but Krishna. Understand? So is sadhu, Mahatma. His heart is very broad-hearted, not narrow-minded. Do you understand? So one must serve them. Such a sadhu or sadhus. Then you'll develop sraddha in sadhu sastra guru bhakya, then you'll develop katharuchi, bhagavata katharuchi, krishna katharuchi, test for bhagavata katha and krishna katha. Thereby, his all material attachment will be destroyed. Your gradual develop attachment towards the lotus feet of Krishna. You understand? You'll develop attachment and you'll gradually engage himself in Krishna bhajan. That is what is advised. Nastrapayesu abhadresu nityam bhagavato sevaya. Bhagavati uttama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishthiki. Remaining always in the association of sadhus, serving the Vaishnava sadhus, hearing Bhagavata katha from them, gradually all all amangala, inauspiciousness, all material contaminations will be destroyed and person will develop unflinching faith in the words of Sarva Shastra Guru and also develop constant and steady bhakti. Do you understand? By regular attendance in classes on the Bhagavatam and by rendering of service to the pure devotee, all this that is troublesome to heart is almost completely destroyed, and loving service unto personality Godhead, who is praised with transcendental songs, is established as an irrevocable fact. Yes. Samagata sarvataiva sarve veda adatha murti dharastri prushthe he nātha nāmutra sa kalsa artha rūte parāṁ graham ātma sīđam.
The king said, our great sages, you have all very calmly assembled here.
Yes.
You come from all parts of the universe. You are all as good as the supreme knowledge personified, who reside in the planet above the three worlds, Sakyaloka.
Yes.
Consequently, you are naturally inclined to do good to others. But for this, you have no interest either in this life or in the next.
Yes. They are like personified Vedas, sadhus. They are personified Vedas. That is, this Parikit Maharaj said this thing. They are assembled sadhus there. In Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhyalila also it is said, Amani sthaitya tamar yaha agamana, paramadayala tumi patita pavana, mahanta svabhava hitaitya pamar, nijakarjana hitabu jantarala. In order to deliver us, you have all come here. You are supremely merciful, patita pavan, deliverer of the most degraded. This is the nature of Mahatma. He has no work here, he comes here to deliver the patitas. The Mahatma goes to the doorstep of a householder. He has no business. He don't want anything from him but to deliver him. In Kalka Krishna consciousness, Santam, who is attached to home and heart, Mahatma goes there. This is the nature of Mahatma. 10th canto, Bhagavatam 10.8.2, Mahavitala nunam guhnam dina cetasam nisprasaya bhagavan nanyatha kalpate kochit. You have that verse? 10th canto. This Nanda Maharaj said to Gargamuni, Mahavitala nunam guhnam dina cetasam nisprasaya bhagavan nanyatha kalpate kochit. Sadhu sudha. The heart of a sadhu bleeds seeing the suffering of the jivas, seeing the suffering of the jivas and seeing these grihasthas, householders. Those are not developed Krishna consciousness. So much attachment to human heart, therefore they have been suffering, their heart bleeds. Those sadhus, therefore sadhus go there, to the houses of grihasthas, because their consciousness is so low consciousness. They have not developed Krishna consciousness, therefore, so much attachment, bewilderment, maya, moha, saying I and mine, atagriya khetra sutapta vite, janasya mohyam ammameti, saying I and mine, so they have been suffering, so sadhus go there to inculcate Krishna consciousness unto them. Otherwise, they have no other work there. No other purpose. This is the only purpose sadhus go to a householder's house. To incur Krishna consciousness unto him. So make him complete Krishna conscious. 11th canto, again 11 to 44-45, Vasudev said to Nardamuni, Bhagavan bhavato datra swastaye sarvadehina kripananandatha pitra uttama shloka vartmana bhūtānaṁ devacaritam dukhāyaca sukhāyaca sukhāyeva hi sādhunā tvādrusaṁ acyuta atmānaṁ. You have that verse. Vasudev said, Nādamani, O Bhagavān, the arrival of parents, father and mother, is very auspicious on the part of children. Similarly, ஜனை வாழ பகவத் பக்த சாது டு தி ஹவுஸ் ஆஃப் ஹவுஸ் ஹோல்டர் இஸ் எ கிரீபானம் இஸ் நாட் கிருஷ்ண கான்சஸ் இஸ் கிரீபானம் இஸ் நாட் பிராமண கிரீபானம் இஸ் சிமிலர்லி ஸ்பீசஸ் சிமிலர்லி ஸ்பீசஸ் அதே வேலப்பே சாது சாது இஸ் ஆல் ஸ்பீசஸ் டு ஆல் லிவிங் என்டிட்டிஸ் demigods he said demigods do both good and bad also bhutanam deva charitam sukhaya cha sukhaya cha sukhaya bhi sadhanam tadusam ajudatmanam demigods do both good and bad you understand but sadhus never do bad it's all good The parents take all care of their children, how they'll be well maintained, well fed. Similarly, the sadhus always think of the good, all living entities. Even the sadhus always think of the good of all human beings. Those who are not Krishna conscious, they are very merciful unto such persons. In order to inculcate Krishna consciousness unto them, they go to their houses. That's the purpose. Devatas. Do good and bad. Those don't want any good, the devatas do bad to them. Do you understand? Sometimes if there's excessive rain, Indra does excessive rain and no rain, then that's bad. Do you understand? So devatas could be both bad, good and bad. But the sadhus never do bad. They always do good. Therefore, sadhus are better than the demigods. They're more elevated. The sadhus never put any living entity in anxiety and any distress. They'll never become a cause of suffering to anybody, the sadhu. They are the embodiment of Vedas, Murtiman Veda. Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Eka Bhagavata Bada Bhagavata Shastra or Eka Bhagavata Bhakti Rasa Patra. In two places we hear this name Bhagavata. One is Grantha Bhagavata Shastra, another is Bhakta Bhagavata, who is embodiment of Bhagavata. Through these two Bhagavatas, Krishna gives Bhakti Rasa. Mero Bhakti and himself becomes bound up with that Bhakti. Nartam Das Thakur also sings sadhu shastra guru vakya hudaye kori aika nakriya mane asa sadhu shastra guru vakya with complete faith full faith you accept sadhu shastra guru vakya don't think of anything else whatever sadhu say those are vedavani those are veda sama sabhi sadhu nam pramanam vedavat bhavat shastra says therefore in satya loka Brahmas are born, Vedas are there. Similarly, the sadhus were assembled there on the bank of Ganges with Parikshit Maharaj. They are like embodiment of Vedas. Embodiment of Vedas. So sadhus, they have no desire other than Krishna. No desire for material enjoyment, no desire for material liberation. No desire for attainment of any limited place in this material society or in demigod society. They have no other desire but only Krishna. Therefore, they go to the doorstep of the householder in order to show mercy on him because that person is attached to his human heart. So, thereby to inculcate Krishna consciousness into him. So sadhus always, they are our only well-wishing friends, they always desire good for all living entities. That is their natural dharma and brahma. To do good to others, they arrive at the lotus, at the doorstep of this householder. So that we are singing Prabhu Radhesa Bhai Magyehi Vikya, Haridas Thakur and Nityan Prabhu going to doors, every doorstep, they are saying this thing. Prabhu Radhesa Bhai Magyehi Vikya, Bolo Krishna, Bhaja Krishna, Kado Krishna Sikya, Krishna Sansar Karo Chariyanata, Jivedaya Namiruti, Sarvadharma Sar, Bharata Bhumite Manusya Janma Hiladar, Janma Sartha Karikara Parapaga. Oh my brother, I have come to your doorstep to beg for these alms. What is that? Bala Krishna, Bhaja Krishna, Kara Krishna Sikya. Utter the name of Krishna, chant the name of Krishna and accept the teachings of Krishna. Krishna sansar karo sadhyanata. Give up Maya sansar, enter into Krishna sansar. Give up asadachara. What is say asadachara? Sinful habits, bad habits. You say like that. Asadachara. Develop sadachara. Jivedaya nama ruchi sarva dharma sar. This is the essence of all dharma. Jivedaya nama ruchi. Develop mercy. Be merciful to all jivas. And have taste to holy name. Bhārta bhumite manusya janma hiladhār janma sarthal karikara parupakāra mahāprabhu. Who has taken bhārta jhīman being bhārta bhumi, he must first make his life perfect. That means he must develop complete Krishna consciousness. That is the perfection of life. Then do parupakāra, then do others. That means inculcate Krishna consciousness. Then do the not conscious. That is parupakāra. This is niskinchana sadhu. You are very humble. Niskinchana sadhu, that's their natural dharma. They wander throughout the world and do harikirtan and preach the science of Krishna consciousness. That is topmost, let's say. What work? Welfare work. Yes, welfare work. Upagav. Jesaṁ sansmanat pumsaṁ sadhya suddhyanti vaigruha. First canto. Kim punardarsana sparsa pāda saucāsana divi. 1933. Yes, read.
Simply by remembering you, our house has become instantly sanctified.
Yes.
And what to speak of seeing you, touching you,
yes,
washing your holy feet, and offering you a seat in our home.
Yes. Only by thinking about it. The house becomes purified. The householder thinks of a sadhu, the house, he said. Therefore, the sadhus are as good as tirtha. Yes, sadhus are as good as tirtha. Sadhu is tirtha. Tirtha. Jamadagni advises go and serve tirtha. That means accomplished by serving sadhu. Sadhus are tirtha. Because they make the place tirtha by their presence. I say, all sinful persons, they go to a tirtha to wash up their sins. Then tirtha will become impure. The sin reactions will accumulate there like a Himalayan mountain. But the sadhus go there, then they again make the counteract that thing. Sinful reactions, going there, doing bhajan there, staying there, then place becomes tirtha. Therefore, sadhus are tirtha. Sadhus are tirtha. Seeing a sadhu, getting the mercy of a sadhu, one's all sinful reactions, all material contaminations are destroyed. Then jiva becomes pure as a tirtha. Then he becomes eligible to serve Krishna. Otherwise, how can he serve Krishna? Say deha kareta archidanandamaya prakruta dehe krishna sona sevaya. Then he becomes purified. His body now, chidananda sarir, transcendental body, that body he serves Krishna. Then he gets that right to Sarva Hari Guru Vaishnava, otherwise cannot. Sarva Hari Guru Vaishnava. By remembering the sadhus, immediately the house, the home of a Dino Chetagruhi, narrow-minded householders, Gruha house becomes purified. There is no doubt in it. The place where sadhus stay, that is Tirtha. To sing the sadhus, to touching sadhu, serving sadhus, one becomes purified. The place where sadhu darshan is available, opportunity available to touch him, and opportunity available to serve him, that place becomes Tirtha. That gruha, the house becomes Tirtha. If sadhu goes there, the householder sees a sadhu, pays him obeisance, gives him best seat, serves him, touches his lotus feet, that house becomes Tirtha. Those who have gotten the kripa of sadhu guru, you understand, they have become purified. Still, those who cannot, you see, develop complete Krishna consciousness, cannot give up their attachment, so very strong attachment to whom and how, they cannot get the kripa of sadhus. No, they cannot get. They cannot get. They are cheated.